Crosspoint Small Group Leaders and Host Beth here. I have two very special guests with us this week. Last week, we couldn't record because I have been so sick. And as you can hear, I sound amazing right now. So I'm not going to do a lot of talking, but we have with us the amazing Rebecca Robinson. Yay! And Brianna, cannot attempt to say her last name.
Hi.
Is here. And so we just want to jump in real quick. Rebecca, how's your small group season going?
It's going really well. We have quite a few new people to our group this year. So it's always really fun just to invite new people in and make them comfortable with our craziness. So it's been a good season so far.
Oh, I love that. And I doubt you have a lot of craziness happening. Brianna, how is your small group going? You're doing the new to Crosspoint small group. You were in that group last year.
I was. And the whole goal is to make everybody feel welcome. And I feel like that's happening. And for whatever reason, we've got on this potato kick. So every week we've been doing different potato snacks, which has just been really fun. It's a really sweet group. We are small, but we are mighty.
Small and mighty. Well, I love it. My small group is also going well, although I missed it last week from being sick. So hopefully I will be well enough to join this week. We have a lot of announcements to go over. However, they're in your loop and you guys make sure you go over them. We're going to focus on one since we have the amazing Rebecca with us. Rebecca, tell us everything we need to know about the Jack-O-Lantern Jamboree.
Okay, so this is for all small groups. If you have not yet gone onto the form that Kristen sent out to you, please, please do that ASAP. We do need to know if you are going to need a space. And for those of you that you know already that you're not going to be able to be there on the day of to do a booth, perhaps there's other ways that you can help. So please, please, please go on and let us know either way. On that form, for small groups that are doing booths, you have the opportunity to basically tell us everything that you might need or things that you have that you can bring, such as tables, easy ups, et cetera, et cetera. Electricity, this is a huge one. If you plan to plug things in, we need to know absolutely that you're going to need electricity or an outlet, that is, because it is limited. Also, candy. We absolutely need each small group to be collecting candy. So start now, put it in your reminder for this week. Let all of your people know that they need to be bringing candy. I would recommend either bring it to your host house or just tell everybody bring it day of, whatever you feel comfortable with knowing your small group makeup. And it doesn't have to just be candy. So you can do little toy trinkets if you want to. Be thinking of our little ones that have allergies. So be thinking of some nut-free options, possibly dairy-free options, whatever you want to do with that, but just trying to think of all the kits that will serve that day. And then for those of you small groups that you cannot do a booth, we get it. We understand our schedules pull us in 1,000 different directions. However, there are still opportunities for you to serve. And this actually goes for groups that are doing booths as well, especially if you're going to be doing rotations. Maybe a couple of you are going to be at the booth at a time. Maybe some other small group members can go and do welcome center or go pass out chips or water. So this is for both groups, ones that are doing booths and then ones that aren't able. So if you are not able to do a booth on that same form, you're able to tell us how you can help that day. So we need a setup crew, and this one happens really early in the day. This is at church at noon. That's us getting all the tables and chairs and easy ups, all of those fun things into the trailer, taking it over to Vail, et cetera, getting it all set up. We also have a teardown team. So that's at the end of the event where we're taking all of that down and putting it away and taking it back to church. As I said, passing out chips, passing out water bottles, welcoming families, getting them their treat bags. And then also, if your small group can't help in any way at all, we still need your candy. So please, please, please buy your candy. You can drop it at my office, bring it to church. We'd be happy to take that from you. So if you need something specific for your small group booth, just reach out to me. You can do my email, rrobinson@gotocrosspoint.com, and I can help you get exactly what you need. The more info we have, the better we can help you day of.
That's awesome. Thank you, Rebecca. What if by off chance, the day of, small group that did not sign up comes with their stuff and they're waiting for a table and a spot and an easy up. What happens then? What do we tell those people?
I would let them know that we have opportunities for them to pass treat bags, to hand out chips, to walk around and generally greet families. But we are going to be on a very tight planned out map this year because of how many small groups we do have that already have signed up. And we won't have extra easy ups and tables with us. We are bringing only what small groups are requesting ahead of time.
So that means?
That means that if you have not signed up, what's today? If you have not signed up yet, by the time you are hearing this message, we need you to sign up right then while you're listening to this, because we do need to know what you're doing for the day of.
That is right, guys. Sign up, be kind, rewind, sign up, and buy candy. And yeah, sign up for other places. Our group
absolutely
help tear down. It's easy. You're all going to be there anyways. Many hands make light work. This is not a one person at Crosspoint throwing this. This is the whole church. And I know you guys are doing a ton of stuff, but we would love to just ask for a little bit more help. Thank you, Rebecca, for all of that information. Now, guys, we're going to jump into the intersect portion of this Happy Leader Hub small group podcast. So Brianna is going to jump in. You're not going to hear a lot from me, guys, because when I talk, I cough. But you've got two amazing women who are going to help you navigate how you should run your small group this week. Let's jump in.
All right, you guys, we have some really good questions this week and they go a little deep. So number one, what are your biggest anger triggers? Now, leaders, this is your opportunity to ever so slyly but intentionally take some notes on what is shared at this time. This allows you to have really good discipleship questions later, follow-up questions with your people and be like, hey, I remember you mentioned this was a trigger. How's that going? And keep that as something you discuss even throughout the year. Question two, go for it.
Yeah, so question two. This one, if you look at it, when we're talking about if you have been the target of someone's unhealthy or ungodly anger, we're going to need to be really careful in this question because it will lend itself very easily to gossip. So for you leaders, being ready and even premising the question with, we're not going to be gossiping as we're sharing about this. We might be talking about circumstances that we have found ourselves in, but we're not going to be sharing names or going into long drawn out stories that do end up being gossip. And that's not what this question is going after. So we're going to just be really mindful in this.
That's great. And the second part of the question too, try to put your poker faces on. Sometimes people are going to share things that might shock you or surprise you of like, oh no, sweet Rebecca never did that. You want to let people be able to say what they're comfortable saying, but then also of like, all right, well, how did that make you feel in this time? You know, be prepared for your follow-up questions, but you don't really want to push too hard. And then the last absolute thing we do not want to do is we don't want to glorify. We don't want to glorify, oh, well, in my anger, I lit them up and told them, you know, we don't want to glorify the situation. We want to really do what this question is talking about of like shared experiences, how it is receiving and how it felt giving those things. And really, the giving should feel awful. And if it feels good, you know what you have to talk about in split time.
That's good.
And then question three, what do the following verses teach us about dealing with anger? So we have a verse in Psalms, and then we have quite a few in the Proverbs. The Psalms one, you just really want to emphasize it's a step process, right? And the first part of that Psalm is be still. So really encourage your group to sit with that for a moment. That's where we start when it comes to anger management. We need to come before the presence of the Lord. And then That's we good. Go through That's the rest. Good. Let's see, waiting patiently for him to act, not worrying about evil people and how they're going to prosper, not fretting. And then once we deal with the worry and the fretting, that's when we can stop being angry and we can turn from our rage.
That's good, Brianna. Thank you.
And then as you can see, we have, what is this? 5 verses in Proverbs this week. And typically Proverbs are pretty short. So what we would recommend that you try with your group is perhaps just doling out the Proverbs ahead of time to your group members or when you're in this section of the intersect, just giving the Proverbs to each person. So 5 different people ready to go and then just read them back to back. And then you can go into your discussion time of looking at each one And another thing that my group has found helpful when it comes to some of these proverbs, since they are very witty and very full and sometimes like, what does that exactly mean? I would recommend if anybody has a study Bible or a Bible that has the notes at the bottom, definitely go down there, take a moment and just look at what the commentary is for each proverb, because sometimes you get these little nuggets of like, okay, now I see how that proverbs relates to me. So highly recommend that.
And if I could add to that too, you've got several different versions of the Bible on your phone, access mm-hmm. those. I know sometimes yes. pulling out the Message or the ESV or the Amplified can also help with those various interpretations.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay. And then that last question, and normally this is how it's set up, is that last question is something you can take to your guy and girl time. So this one is based on what you learned from this weekend's message and the above Bible verses. What practical steps can you take to resolve any current anger, conflict with others in a God-honoring way? And what's cool about this is if you do this in guy and girl time, you can go back to some of those triggers that were mentioned earlier. Those could become the things you pray over and really hold each other accountable in throughout the coming weeks.
That was great, guys. I feel like I need to have you guys on every single week. Thank you guys so much, small group leaders. I know we ask a lot of you with the go bags and the jack-o'-lantern jamboree. The only way Crosspoint can be Crosspoint is through you. Mm-hmm. We are a decentralized discipleship model church. And the way that you guys do what you do so effectively in discipling people really is amazing. And there's not enough gratitude, there's not enough thanks, there's not enough prayers in the world that we have to say how thankful we are for you. So thank you guys so much. If you have any questions about the Jacko Jam, reach out to Rebecca. If you have any questions about anything else, hit up your coaches. The way you guys are talking to your coaches this year, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. We are thankful for you. We love you and we can't wait to see you guys next week. Thank you guys.
Bye.